Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914. Page 1593, visible, translated text is as follows. Errol character for truth and veracity. The same is good, and we would believe them on oath in a court of law. William J. Burns, sworn for the movant. In the office of Solicitor General Dorsey, I carefully examined the clothes taken from the body of Mary Fagan and found the same to be the following condition. The inside seam of the drawers was cut, not with a sudden rip, but deliberately, by one who took his time in doing it. The cut began at the lower right leg, continuing up across the crotch and partially down the left leg. The drawers themselves were extremely baggy and roomy, while the anatomy of the little girl fully exposed, with the exception of the knitted undershirt. The garment that was worn next to her skin, which adhered closely to the body and came down pretty well over the hips. The knitted undershirt was also cut. The cut starting on the left side, extending up about 4 or 5 inches. Then the cut extended across the shirt to the left side. There was also a cut over one of the breasts of the shirt, which exposed the left breast. The drawers themselves, and the stitches indicate that the drawers were cut and not torn, and at the crotch, you can see where the knife slipped and the material itself was cut. There is blood and urine all over the front of the skirt, almost from the bottom up to the breasts. Attested by Kurtzko David Mark, Isaac H. Haas, sworn for the movant. We are acquainted with W.M.J. Burns. His character for truth and veracity is good, and we would believe him on oath in a court of law. Hey, Alexander, sworn for the movant. I accompanied W.M.J. Burns when he called at Solicitor General Dorsey's office and saw the said Burns examine the clothes taken from the body of little Mary Fagan, attested by C.W. Burke as Notary James L. Smith, sworn for the movant. I am a handwriting expert from Chicago, Illinois. I have been engaged in this work for about 25 years. I have testified in probably 300 cases. For the past 2.5 years, I have been one of the masters in Chancery of Cook County. I lecture for the Illinois Bankers ASASN, the American Institute of Banking, the Walton School of Accountancy, the Chicago Business Law School. I have done most of the work of the U.S. District Attorney's Office and the U.S. Secret Service in the city of Chicago for the last 16 years. As to this case, I have been called into the case by Mr. Herbert J. Haas, who requested